You see, we have certain expectation of things, what we want. And we want it at a certain time. And because we want it at a certain time, when it doesn't show up, we feel like all have been lost. Many of our visions, our dreams, our desires, we have said, well, it's too late in life. I done missed my time. Well, that the vision said, the Bible said that the vision is for an appointed time. See, so we got to understand that sometimes we got to wait for some stuff. And that's why God tells us we got to learn how to develop some patience. You see, because like I said, I thought sure that Recharge would have blew up within the first 2 years. I mean, that was my thinking. That's what I was looking for. But the fact is, it didn't. And God says that it's because you was not ready for it. He said, now you got to understand this also, is that sometimes it's not always the visionary that's holding it up. Because he said, write the vision and make it plain so that he who read it can run with it. So that means that even though the Habakkuk could write it, if the reader didn't read it and didn't understand it, of all thy getting, get an understanding. If they did not understand it, then guess what? The vision couldn't come to pass. You see, so sometimes you got to understand that God has positioned all of us here for a purpose. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we all have to do our part. Mm-hmm. You know, and when we do all of us do our part, that means that then nothing can be denied us. So that's why we got to always strive to be on one accord. You see, because God says he does not operate in the place where there is confusion. So we talked about vision. Vision, we said, is the perpetual experience of seeing. Vision is seeing what could be. You see, because when we call vision in the natural what I see right now, I see this sweater on Brother Emery, and we call that the vision that we have. That's called natural vision. But I see him in the future in a tailor-made suit. You see, now that's a different. That tells me that when I look at that, there is hope for prosperity in somewhere for him. Because the fact is that a tailor-made suit is going to cost him some money. You see, what I'm saying is that we got to learn how to see farther than where we are. Yes, you don't deny what you see, but you see farther than that. If you have a business and the business is not producing right now, you have to see farther than where you are right now so that you won't become discouraged and quit your business. You see, so many times we start a business, and I'm telling on myself here, we start a business, and because when we started like a multi-level business, we started so many of them. We almost had a garage full of stuff. We start, every time you go somewhere, everything sound good. But the fact is that you buy into it, but then again, you're looking for an overnight success. And after 3-4 months, that check still haven't gotten up to $300. You say, you know, this just take up too much of my time. It just don't work. So what you do, you quit. You forfeit what you thought was going to be great for you. In other words, what you did is that you got talked out of your own vision. Mm-hmm. You got talked out of your own vision. The problem is many of us don't see beyond what we see. We talk about in the book of Acts chapter 16, and I'm almost getting to where I need to start off tonight. We talk about the vision that Paul saw in the night. And after Paul saw the vision, the people that was with him they said that immediately we felt like we had to go to Macedonia to preach the gospel, that God was calling us there. Now, this chapter in Acts teaches us about communicating a vision, because Paul, in this chapter, Paul was not talking, but they were talking, and they were convinced that Paul had seen the vision, because this says, after he saw the vision, we immediately, they didn't see the vision, but Paul saw the vision. So that means that Paul had to accurately communicate the vision. For them to all of a sudden decide that this means that we need to go and preach the gospel. And that's what vision is. Vision is being able to paint a picture of what you see or what you have in your heart and make it so plain that whoever hear you buy into this thing. You see, we've been standing up here talking about building a community center. Well, we got to paint this picture so plain until when somebody asks you, what are y'all doing at Recharge? We're building a community center. We haven't even got the land yet. But the fact is that the vision is so plain. What are you going to have in this community center? Oh, well, look here. We're going to have a bowling alley. We're going to have a school. You know, we're going to have a water park. You know, you begin to vision and dream what's all going to be there. Then all of a sudden, you got a picture of it. And when you get a picture of it, you begin to do like you do on Black Friday. You begin to go tell somebody else. Man, they got a TV that's on sale for $60. It's a 60-inch TV for $60. Now, you have never been there yet. But you sell that vision.